This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Been made, the votes have been counted and the results are in. That's right, the Glorias have been announced for 2018. The Gazbian Outrageous, Ridiculous and Ignorant Comment Awards, more commonly known as the Glorias, is a fun event that shines a light on outrageous, ignorant and plainly ridiculous public comments made about gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex people in our communities every day. There are 8 categories in the Glorias, and the overall award, the Golden Gloria, is given to the winner of one of those categories for being the actual worst of the worst. This year, the Glorias have followed a special theme, focusing on comments made during the 2017 Marriage Equality campaign. Without further ado, here are the winners. In the media category, Marijik Rancy, under the name Political Posting Mama, for misrepresenting the law in her video blogs, including ads promoting the No Vote in the Marriage Equality campaign. In religion, Lyle Shelton's Coalition for Marriage for claiming that marriage equality would lead to a 4,000% increase in children coming out as transgender, mandatory pride events, and kids being forced to learn how to have gay sex. In the Anonymous Idiots category, members of the public who said they felt violated and bullied by receiving an unsolicited text message from the Yes campaign. The message was not, as these reactions might suggest, an unsolicited dick pic with the word yes written on it. Instead, the message simply read, "The marriage survey forms have arrived. Help make history and vote yes for a fairer Australia." Calm yourselves, people. It was just a text. Under silliest comment made from within the LGBTI community, professional troll Milo Yiannopoulos for promoting the no vote on grounds of religious freedom, just weeks after marrying his boyfriend in Hawaii. In politics, Malcolm Turnbull for putting the LGBTIQA plus communities through a nationwide opinion poll on the validity of our same-sex relationships. Good one, Malcolm. And finally, in the sport category, in an interview on Vision Christian Radio, former tennis player Margaret Court called homosexuality an ungodly lust for the flesh and suggested that LGBT tendencies in young people were all the devil. She also likened the LGBTI community to Hitler and communism. Reverend Court's interview was considered to be so exceptional, so ahead of this bigoted pack of comments, that she was also awarded the Golden Gloria for her exceptional homophobia. If you know someone who has made a ridiculous, outrageous, or ignorant public comment about the LGBTI communities, go to www.theglorias.com.au to nominate them for next year's Glorias.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.